That's just gross. This is the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible coming to you from Riverside, California. Podcasting since 2004, I'm your OG Godcaster, Steve Webb. It's a Monday, so we're reading from the Law, and we'll be reading Leviticus 7 through 9. After the reading, I will, of course, have some comments, and I'm calling this episode Only the Best. If you'd care to leave a comment about the episode, just go to lifespringmedia.com/S12E180. And my email address is steve@lifespringmedia.com. Let's get started. Leviticus chapter 7. These are the regulations for the guilt offering, which is most holy. The guilt offering is to be slaughtered in the place where the burnt offering is slaughtered, and its blood is to be splashed against the sides of the altar. All its fat shall be offered, the fat tail and the fat that covers the internal organs, both kidneys with the fat on them near the loins, and the long lobe of the liver, which is to be removed with the kidneys. The priest shall burn them on the altar as a food offering presented to the Lord. It is a guilt offering. Any male in a priest's family may eat it, but it must be eaten in the sanctuary area. It is most holy. The same law applies to both the sin offering and the guilt offering. They belong to the priest who makes atonement with them. The priest who offers a burnt offering for anyone may keep its hide for himself. Every grain offering baked in an oven or cooked in a pan or on a griddle belongs to the priest who offers it. And every grain offering, whether mixed with olive oil or dry, belongs equally to all the sons of Aaron. These are the regulations for the fellowship offering anyone may present to the Lord. If they offer it as an expression of thankfulness, then along with this thank offering, they are to offer thick loaves made without yeast and with olive oil mixed in, thin loaves made without yeast and brushed with oil, and thick loaves of the finest flour, well kneaded and with oil mixed in. Along with their fellowship offering of thanksgiving, they are to present an offering with thick loaves of bread made with yeast. They are to bring one of each kind as an offering, a contribution to the Lord. It belongs to the priest who splashes the blood of the fellowship offering against the altar. The meat of their fellowship offering of thanksgiving must be eaten on the day it is offered. They must leave none of it till morning. If, however, their offering is the result of a vow or is a free will offering, the sacrifice shall be eaten on the day they offer it. But anything left over may be eaten on the next day. Any meat of the sacrifice left over till the third day must be burned up. If any meat of the fellowship offering is eaten on the third day, the one who offered it will not be accepted. It will not be reckoned to their credit, for it has become impure. The person who eats any of it will be held responsible. Meat that touches anything ceremonially unclean must not be eaten. It must be burned up. As for other meat, anyone ceremonially clean may eat it. But if anyone who is unclean eats any meat of the fellowship offering belonging to the Lord, they must be cut off from their people. Anyone who touches something unclean, whether human uncleanness or an unclean animal or any unclean creature that moves along the ground, and then eats any of the meat of the fellowship offering belonging to the Lord, must be cut off from their people. The Lord said to Moses, "Say to the Israelites, do not eat any of the fat of cattle, sheep, or goats. The fat of an animal found dead or torn by wild animals may be used for any other purpose, but you must not eat it. Anyone who eats the fat of an animal from which a food offering may be presented to the Lord must be cut off from their people. And wherever you live, you must not eat the blood of any bird or animal. Anyone who eats blood must be cut off from their people." The Lord said to Moses, "Say to the Israelites, anyone who brings a fellowship offering to the Lord is to bring part of it as their sacrifice to the Lord. With their own hands, they are to present the food offering to the Lord. They are to bring the fat, together with the breast, and wave the breast before the Lord as a wave offering. The priest shall burn the fat on the altar, but the breast belongs to Aaron and his sons. You are to give the right thigh of your fellowship offerings to the priest as a contribution. The son of Aaron who offers the blood and the fat of the fellowship offering shall have the right thigh as his share. From the fellowship offerings of the Israelites, I have taken the breast that is waved and the thigh that is presented, and have given them to Aaron the priest and his sons as their perpetual share from the Israelites. This is the portion of the food offerings presented to the Lord that were allotted to Aaron and his sons on the day they were presented to serve the Lord as priests. On the day they were anointed, the Lord commanded that the Israelites give this to them as their perpetual share for the generations to come. These, then, are the regulations for the burnt offering, the grain offering, the sin offering, the guilt offering, the ordination offering, and the fellowship offering, which the Lord gave Moses at Mount Sinai in the desert of Sinai on the day he commanded the Israelites to bring their offerings to the Lord. Leviticus chapter 8. The Lord said to Moses, "Take Aaron and his sons and the clothing, the oil for holy use, the bowl for the sin gift, the two rams, and the basket of bread without yeast, and gather together all the people at the door of the meeting tent." So Moses did just as the Lord told him. The people were gathered together at the door of the meeting tent. Moses said to the people, "This is what the Lord has said to do." Moses brought Aaron and his sons and washed them with water. He dressed him with the coat, the belt, the long piece of clothing, and the linen vest. He tied the well-made rope of the linen vest to keep his clothing in place. Then he put the breastpiece on him, and he put the Urim and the Thummim into the breastpiece. He put the head covering on his head, and on the front of it he put the gold plate, the holy crown, just as the Lord had told Moses. Then Moses took the oil for holy use and poured it on the meeting tent and all that was in it, and made them holy. He put some of it on the altar 7 times. He poured this oil on the altar and all its objects and the washing pot and its base to make them holy. And he poured some of the oil for holy use on Aaron's head to make him holy. Then Moses had Aaron's sons come near and dress them with coats, belts, and head coverings, just as the Lord had told Moses. Moses brought the bull of the sin gift, and Aaron and his sons laid their hands on the head of the bull of the sin gift. Then Moses killed it. He took some of the blood and put it around on the horns of the altar with his finger to make the altar clean. He poured out the rest of the blood at the base of the altar to make it holy. He took all the fat that was on the inside parts and the part that was on the liver and the 2 kidneys and their fat, and Moses burned them on the altar. But the bull and its skin, its meat and its waste, he burned in the fire away from the tents, just as the Lord had told Moses. Moses brought the ram of the burnt gift, and Aaron and his sons laid their hands on the head of the sheep. Then Moses killed it and put the blood around on the altar. He cut the ram into pieces, and Moses burned the head, the pieces, and the fat. After he had washed the inside parts and the legs with water, Moses burned the whole ram on the altar. It was a burnt gift for a pleasing smell. It was a gift by fire to the Lord, just as the Lord had told Moses. Then Moses brought the ram for setting them apart. Aaron and his sons laid their hands on the head of the ram, and Moses killed it, took some of its blood, and put it on the bottom of Aaron's right ear, the thumb of his right hand, and the big toe of his right foot. Then he had Aaron's sons come near. Moses put some of the blood on the bottom of their right ear, the thumb of their right hand, and the big toe of their right foot. Then Moses put the rest of the blood around on the altar. He took the fat tail, all the fat that was on the inside parts, the part that is on the liver, the 2 kidneys and their fat, and the right thigh. From the basket of bread made without yeast that was before the Lord, he took 1 loaf without yeast, and 1 loaf of bread mixed with oil, and 1 piece of hard bread, and he put them on the fat parts and the right thigh. He put all these on the hands of Aaron and his sons, and waved them for a wave gift before the Lord. Then Moses took these things from their hands and burned them on the altar with the burnt gift. It was a gift to set them apart. It was a pleasing smell, a gift by fire to the Lord. Moses took the breast of the ram also. He gave it as a wave gift before the Lord. It was Moses' part of the ram for setting Aaron and his sons apart, just as the Lord had told Moses. Moses took some of the oil for holy use and some of the blood that was on the altar. He put it on Aaron and his clothing, and on his sons and their clothing. So Aaron and his clothing, and his sons and their clothing, were set apart. Then Moses said to Aaron and his sons, "Boil the meat at the door of the meeting tent, and eat it there with the bread which is in the basket that was set apart as an offering. Just as I said, Aaron and his sons will eat it. Burn in the fire what is left of the flesh and the bread. Do not go outside the door of the meeting tent for 7 days until the time is over for you to be set apart. For it will take 7 days to set you apart. The Lord has told us to do what has been done today to take away your sins. Stay day and night at the door of the meeting tent for 7 days. Do what the Lord has told you to do so you will not die, for this is what I've been told." So Aaron and his sons did all that the Lord had told them to do by Moses. Leviticus chapter 9. On the 8th day, Moses called Aaron and his sons and the leaders of Israel. He said to Aaron, "Take a bull calf for a sin gift and a ram for a burnt gift, both of them perfect, and give them to the Lord. Then say to the people of Israel, 'Take a male goat for a sin gift and a calf and a lamb, both a year old and perfect, for a burnt gift, and a bull and a ram for peace gifts. Give them to the Lord with a grain gift mixed with oil, for today the Lord will show himself to you.' So they brought to the front of the meeting tent what Moses had told them. All the people came near and stood before the Lord. Moses said, 'This is what the Lord has told you to do, and the shining greatness of the Lord will be shown to you.' Then Moses said to Aaron, 'Come to the altar and give your sin gift and burnt gift to pay for the sins of yourself and for the people. Then give the gift for the people to pay for their sins, just as the Lord has said.' So Aaron came to the altar and killed the calf of the sin gift, which was for himself. The sons of Aaron gave the blood gift to him. He put his finger in the blood and put some on the horns of the altar. He poured out the rest of the blood at the base of the altar. But he burned on the altar the fat and the kidneys and the part that is on the liver from the sin gift, just as the Lord had told Moses. He burned the flesh and the skin away from the tents. Then he killed the burnt gift. Aaron's sons handed the blood to him, and he put it around on the altar. They gave the burnt gift to him in pieces with the head, and he burned them on the altar. He washed the inside parts and legs and burned them on the altar with the sin gift. Then he gave the people's gift. He took the goat of the sin gift, which was for the people, and he killed it and gave it for sin, like the first sin gift. He gave the burnt gift. He gave it just the way the law said. Next he gave the grain gift. He filled his hand with some of the grain and burned it on the altar beside the burnt gift of the morning. Then he killed the bull and the ram, the peace gifts which were for the people. Aaron's sons handed the blood to him, and he put it around on the altar. The fat parts from the bull and ram, the fat tail, the fat around the inside parts, the kidneys and the part that is on the liver, and all the fat parts they put on the breasts, and they burned the fat parts on the altar. But Aaron gave the breasts and the right thigh as a wave gift before the Lord, just as Moses had said. Then Aaron lifted up his hands toward the people and prayed that good would come to them. After giving the sin gift, the burnt gift, and the peace gifts, he came down. Moses and Aaron went into the meeting tent. When they came out and prayed that good would come to the people, the shining greatness of the Lord was shown to all the people. Then fire came from the Lord and burnt up the burnt gift and the fat parts on the altar. When the people saw it, they cried out and bowed down with their faces to the ground. Well, in chapter 7, we read the regulations for the guilt offering, the fellowship offering, also known as the peace offering in some Bible translations, and we read about the priest's share. In these regulations, there is the requirement that the fat be burned as a sacrifice and must not be eaten. So what's the deal with the fat? In our supposedly enlightened and scientific time, where we're told that fat is not healthy to eat, many of us would say, "Well, of course I wouldn't eat the fat. That's just gross."
Well, there actually is a case to be made that some fat is actually healthy to eat, and fat does help certain foods to taste better, doesn't it? Let's be honest, it's good. But this is not a nutrition show or a cooking show, so I'm not going to get into that discussion. But this is a show where we look at Scripture. How about we take a look at a few scriptures where fat is referenced? In Proverbs 28:25, we read, "He that is of a good heart stirreth up strife, but he that putteth his trust in the Lord shall be made fat." That's interesting. Who wants to be fat? In Isaiah 30:23, it says, "Then he shall give the rain of thy seed, that thou shalt sow the ground withal, and bread of the increase of the earth, and it shall be fat and plenteous. In that day shall thy cattle feed in large pastures." Those, of course, were both from the King James Version. And it sounds to me like when fat is mentioned, it's a good thing. It means prosperous or plentiful. How about this scripture? In Genesis 45:18, when Pharaoh invites Joseph to bring his family down to Egypt from Canaan, he tells Joseph to tell his brothers, "Bring your father and your households and come to me. I will give you the best of the land of Egypt, and you will eat the fat of the land." So the best part of the land is referred to as the fat of the land. So when God made the regulations for the offerings, he was requiring the very best part of the animal. So what does that tell us, beloved? Well, we are to honor God with the best that we have to give. And to tell you the truth, that sounds reasonable to me, since he's given us the very best that he had to give when he gave his only begotten Son. What do you think? Agree? Disagree? Grossed out by talk of fat? I'd love to hear what you have to say. Go to lifespringmedia.com/S12E180. Our reading tomorrow will be 1 Kings 19-22.
Boost!
Remember, today is the last day to take advantage of the Fountain App gift of 1,000 free sats to new users. Download the app from either the Google Play Store or Apple's App Store, sign up for a free account, listen to your favorite podcast, and they'll give you 1,000 free sats to send to the podcast via Boost or Boostagram. Now tell me this, how often does anybody offer you free money? Offer ends March 1st, 2022, so jump on it now. Now, when you get the Fountain app to subscribe to a show, what you do is you open the app, you sign up, and then on the bottom of the screen, you'll tap on Podcasts. Then at the top of the next screen, you'll see a magnifying glass. Tap that. Then you'll be presented with a search box where you can enter my name, Steve Webb, 2 B's, or you can search LifeSpring or the name of any podcast you're looking for. Then tap on the show that you want to follow or subscribe to. So the question is, why would you want to send sats? Well, sats are little itsy-bitsy tiny pieces of Bitcoin. As I'm recording this, 1,000 sats is worth just under 38 cents. It's a way of sending value to your favorite podcast. You can stream sats by telling the app how much you want to send for every minute you listen, and you can send boosts when you hear something you like. The boost is usually a larger amount, like 500 or 1,000 or more. I've actually heard some boosts or boostograms as much as 100,000 sats or more. By the way, 100,000 sats is about $37.62 right now. And a boostagram is a boost with a text message attached. It's a really easy way to send value for value. The streaming part happens without even thinking about it after you set it up, and if you're listening, it's sort of assumed that you're finding value in the content, right? And then when you send a boost or a boostagram, it shows up almost instantly on my computer with a pew sound.
Pew!
Yeah, that's it. When you do that, I'll know that you're listening right then. And how fun is that? Of course, you're always welcome to participate in Value for Value with a much more conventional donation of dollars. You can make a one-time donation or sign up for a weekly, monthly, or quarterly sustaining donation. And those are really helpful. To do that, just head on over to lifespringmedia.com/support. You can use PayPal, Venmo, the Cash App, and several other ways because, as you know, your support is the only way I can keep this show alive. I won't take on advertisers because that's a type of censorship, since most advertisers won't support the uncompromising Word of God. Why? Well, because they're afraid of the cancel culture attacking them. Well, I'm not afraid of cancel culture because they can't cancel me as long as I have your support. It's as simple as that. LifespringMedia.com/support. But however you support the show, whether you're sending sats or boosts or boostagram, or whether you're using PayPal or Venmo or any of the other ones, I really appreciate it and I thank you. And I believe God will bless you for it. On this date in church history, February 28, 1784, Englishman John Wesley charters a movement within Anglicanism that comes to be known as Methodism. And on this date in church history, February 28, 1865, Sir Wilfred T. Grenfell was born. He was an English-born medical missionary to Labrador, Newfoundland. He built hospitals and schools and outfitted the very first hospital ship to serve fishermen in the North Sea. Did you get the latest newsletter that Kirsty sent out last Friday? If you did, you saw some pictures of the lovely Lady Leanne and I with the one and only Rosie Greer from an interview I did with him. He was a member of the LA Rams' fearsome foursome, one of the greatest defensive lines in NFL history. As a matter of fact, the term sacking the quarterback originated with those guys. What, you say you didn't get the newsletter? Well, then go over to news.lifespringmedia.com and sign up there. The coming week's reading schedule is in there, so if you want to read ahead and maybe even do your own study and send me a question ahead of time, you can. And there's always a little something extra in there that you don't get on the podcast. And you can be assured that when you're on the mailing list for the newsletter, I will never, ever sell or share your info. That's my promise to you. News.lifespringmedia.com. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving your very best for us. You gave when we were completely unworthy to receive anything from you, and we still are, yet you give us countless blessings every day. And while you are completely deserving of our everything, we often just give you scraps. Forgive us, Lord. Give us hearts that are willing and even enthusiastic to give you our best. I pray now for the LifeSpring family, Lord. Bless them right now and give each of us, Lord, a longing to know you better and a willingness to follow you as you show us how to help you build your kingdom. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Send your comments in at lifespringmedia.com/S12E180. Email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com and support the show at lifespringmedia.com/support. After tomorrow's show, we'll be halfway through the Bible. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. Thank you for being here. My name is Steve Webb. Give your best today. Bye.